Water flows through our bodies, our earth, our lives, and our language. But only 1% of the earth's water is usable for drinking and watering our gardens and farms.
How can we conserve our water so there will be enough for ourselves and for those who live in the Clackamas River region in the future? Listen to some tips from Tex, a fountain of information.
I'm Tex, the mighty water molecule. You might know me by my formal name, H2O, one part hydrogen, two parts oxygen. I cycle on over to talk to y'all today, water cycle that is, because that's how I roll. Now, I'm not here to make a big splash, and it doesn't matter to me who y'all are. A cedar tree or a little green pea, red beet, winter wheat, a slithering snake, a crawling crustacean, African, American, Russian, Arab, or Asian. Doesn't matter if you're a big black bear, a little white hare, great white whale, dog, cat, squirrel, anything with a tail. You could be fish, fowl, plant, even a sleek black river otter. The fact is, y'all need me, water. Now, I don't pretend to be a fountain of information, a ceaseless spring of wisdom, but I'd like to dive in, ride with the tide, go with the flow, so to speak, and consider how water flows through our lives, our bodies, our land, and even our language.
If you catch my drift.
The earth is 70% water. Oceans, lakes, rivers, glaciers, underground aquifers, and our bodies, muscles, cells, tendons, blood are 70% water. Heck, you might say we're all wet. But only a very small percentage of the earth's water, about 1%, a drop in the bucket, is drinkable or usable to water our plants and gardens. And if we don't take care of that water, we're going to be in hot water, or in deep water, or unable to keep our head above water, or up the creek without a paddle. So, how can we care for and conserve this precious resource of water that comes from the Clackamas River? Well, I'm glad you asked. You see, for many people in the world, clean, fresh water that comes just by the turn of a faucet handle is a luxury. For many people, clean water means a long walk to a well or a community fountain. It means filling up jugs and jars and walking blocks, sometimes miles, to deliver that water. So, it's good to remember just how lucky we are and how important it is to care for the Clackamas River watershed, the source of our water. Well, now, the average family in these United States uses between 300 and 400 gallons of water per day. That's 9 to 12,000 gallons of water per month, which is about 8 swimming pools per year for every family. Where does all that water go? Well, about 28% of our water goes right down the toilet. Every time you flush, it takes about 3 gallons. Unless you have a low flush toilet, which is only about 1.6 gallons and can save you about 400 to 600 gallons of water per month. And don't use the toilet as a garbage can. Now, when you bathe, take a shallow bath or a short shower, about 5 minutes or less, and you'll save 15 to 20 gallons of water per day. And speak of showers, while you're waiting for that water to heat up, don't let it go down the drain. Catch the water in a bucket and use it to water your plants or flush your toilets. You'll save 2,000 gallons of water per year. A clothes washer uses about 40 gallons per load. So make the most out of your water use and wash full loads. And then there's brushing your teeth. Don't let the water run while you brush. Turn that faucet off and you'll save 200 gallons of water per year. Yep, it sure adds up. Drinking water takes up about a gallon a day per person. And you know, one leaky faucet can waste 1,000 gallons or more in a year in just one household. Challenge yourself to use less water. Try 20 or 30 gallons of water per day. Because we use more water per person in these here United States than in any other country on earth. Now, let's take a walk outside and see how we can conserve water there. Lawns use a lot more water than gardens with native plants. And speaking of lawns and gardens, water lawns and gardens in the early morning or the evening to prevent water evaporation in the hottest part of the day. Put mulch and compost around your plants and shrubs and trees to retain moisture into the soil. And think about installing a rain barrel or two to catch the water that drains off your roof. You can use that water for watering lawns, vegetable and flower gardens. You'll save water and money too. Now, did you know that most of the water we human beings use on this planet Earth is actually hidden from our sight? About 96% of our water is used for agriculture. The food we eat, the products we use like paper, clothing, computers, and cars, and for electricity, gas, and oil, the energy we need. It takes 44 gallons of water to produce 1 gallon of gasoline. So, driving cars less and walking or riding bikes more or taking public transportation or carpooling also conserves water. The food we eat requires water to grow, process, and package. It takes about 1,800 gallons of water to produce 1 pound of beef, 500 gallons of water to produce 1 pound of chicken. It takes 33 gallons of water to produce a pound of broccoli. Now, I like my steaks and burgers, but we can conserve water by relying more on plants and grains in our diet and a bit less on meat. But then again, maybe I'll just keep eating my burgers and take shorter showers. Well, thanks for letting Tex, the mighty water molecule, drop on you today. And thanks even more for doing your part to care for the Clackamas River, the source of our